Hello, everyone, and welcome to Try About It's Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack.
And hope you're ready to chat.
Because we're... Oh!
Athena said, and I'm here too. Like, don't forget about her.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That was like, really, how dare you disrespect her like that. Rude. She came on this couch, and then you said...
Jesus. I know, that was really rude.
Then I got your back.
Hope that everyone got a drink and a snack. Y'all ready for a chat?
Because we sure are
ready to chat.
Yes.
How's your week?
You always are so funny whenever you ask me how's my week when we're filming two episodes today. Because I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say now? Like, I already said it.
I just feel like it's like the, okay, the flow.
Anything else?
The flow of how our podcast goes. We talk about our week.
Oh my god, it was Halloween. Did you do anything?
I worked.
Oh, really?
I really wanted to be home so I could hand out candy because this is the first. Because I don't know. I wasn't living here last Halloween, so I don't know how they do it.
But like, you know, they actually do it because I know some neighborhoods. They don't really trick or treaters.
But this one seems like it would trick or treat maybe. Mm-hmm. I just kind of hope I get that vibe that they trick or treat. And I really wanted to be home, but I was not home for it. And I was really sad. And I didn't want to be like just like leave a bowl on the front stoop.
Yeah.
It's not even bother.
I mean, you could have. Because I mean, you had the camera, so you could have like, been like, wow.
I have the camera. Trick or treat! I mean, no. Happy Halloween!
That could have been cute. And they were like, huh? Wait, on brand for Halloween? Oh, you scare them?
That would have been cute.
Like, only grab one. Or like,
I said one! Ooh. I said one!
Girl, that would have been fun. But yeah, understandable. Cute. Especially because like, you would have been like so much on your phone, probably.
Did you dress up?
I did for work.
I did for work too.
I was a cheetah. No, I was a leopard. I always always confuse a prince. Yeah, I was a pink one.
I was I wore my bunny costume. Yeah. I walked in panties and no shirt on.
Oh my god. I'm just kidding. Y'all got so many tips.
We would have. Of course. Right? If we could have.
Oh my god. I mean, there are cafes like that. They're like bikini cafes.
Mm-hmm. I could work there.
Yeah, you could, girl. I'd get all the monies.
I am still craving one of these.
Oh my god, yes. I literally put mine down. I already put my finger on this one, by the way, so don't grab it.
Well, then, okay, could you imagine?
My week. Oh, sorry, but I guess he's saying, oh, yeah, Halloween. Yeah, I dressed up as a pink leopard. I was going to do more makeup, but I only ended up, because I woke up a little late, all I was able to do was
the cheeks?
Not the cheeks. Well, yeah, my cheeks, but, like, the leopard print on my...
Oh, uh-huh.
On my face. I did a few squiggles of those. Pink, obviously. And, yeah. I didn't really do much for it. I got a drink because I was like, you know what? It's Halloween. I want to have a little drinky drink for tonight. You know, I'm going to watch some scary movies. I feel like that's pretty standard. You know, watch a scary movie, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I made myself a little drink. It wasn't that good, guys. I forgot to get pomegranate juice because I really like pomegranate juice with my alcoholic drinks. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
But I fucking forgot the main opponent. Well, one of the main components. Obviously, the main one would be the alcohol. But I forgot the pomegranate juice and I got this vodka that was like pineapple mango. And obviously, pineapple mango, like, I love pineapples, I love mango.
It sounds tasty.
Like, I got it, obviously. And I also had pineapple also at home. I didn't tell you this part. But I had pineapple also at home, and I cut it up. And so by then, I already noticed I didn't have the juice. And I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, leave. Like, I already have my movie playing. I watched Jeepers Creepers 2. And I was like, I don't want to, like, leave again. So I was like, you know what? I have this other juice. I forgot what flavor it is. I think it's, like, berries. I forgot. Mm. Maybe it's grape. One of those. And I mixed it. What, Athena?
I just don't know why I did. Like, what am I fucking talking about?
You're just like, commentary.
I know.
Commentary. Well, we need it, please.
I'll think about what you said in the last episode where, like, when you tell stories now, I just kind of jump in. I just was like, I didn't jump in once the whole time you're telling that story.
Oh, you're like, I got just like,
yeah. Yeah, but then I was thinking too hard about it, so then I just like, really. What the fuck?
But, I mixed that juice with the pineapple vodka.
And how was
oh my god,
that?
Before I even did that, hold on. Oh. Before I even did that, I just, yeah.
Then never try and jump
slow
in.
It down, slow it down. Well, I remember this one thing. I took a sip of just, like, the pineapple vodka, and guys, was that you or her?
That was me, sorry. I was trying,
you
I was
hit my whole tip.
I was petting her, and I guess I bumped you, did it?
Yeah, the whole thing literally broke. Anyways, again! Okay, when is it gonna end? Like, I told the one creepy story about a guy, and now you? Oh my goodness.
I'm so sorry. Oh, look, she moves, so I won't be assaulting you anymore.
Thank God. Anyways, yeah, I took a sip oh my god. I literally felt that alcohol. Like, I felt it in my ears.
It's
like,
sobering up.
Like, that how strong was, like, sobering up. I was like, oh my god. Like, that would be one of those moments where, like, if I was, like, heavily under an influence and I took a sip, I'd be like, oh! I'm, like, sober.
That's so
like, I feel like we've all been there. We're, like, you've been drinking and then all of a sudden you take this, like, shot and you're like, whoa. Like, you feel like...
Savannah, slow down.
Like, I'm, like, sober.
I'm literally sober. Obviously have you ever been, like... You know? Like, you know, getting having a good time, and then you go to the bathroom, and you're like, I am.
No, no, that's when you, like, feel it. Yes, there have been some times where that's happened. I'm like, whoa, okay, not so many times. But, like, there have been a good amount of times where I've, like, whoa, like, when I've gone to, like, parties, I went to this one wedding somewhat recently. No, it wasn't a wedding. It was a quinceañera. I went to a quinceañera probably, like, 2 or 3 months ago. And, guys, I was fine. I was chilling. I was, like, a few margaritas.
Oh,
that was when that happened.
I know when this is.
Got my red dress on tonight.
I got my red dress on tonight.
Yeah, when I had that moment. It was during this. It was also a little bit before. I did this before that. I had went outside. Oh, no, it was after, actually. After this, I went outside. I had went outside because I already had, like, a few margaritas, and I was like, oh, like, I just, like, need to be out of here. Like, I need
some fresh air.
Literally, I was like, oh, I want some fresh air. Like, I don't want to be in here. Like, let me just, like, go chill outside. Because it was really pretty, like, the venue. It was, like, a bunch, like, this big body of water and, like, mm-hmm. fountains. It was really beautiful, yeah. Gorge. And they had those, like, swinging seats, you know what I'm talking about? So I was like, I went over there. And then when I was sitting, I was like, wow, like, I'm drunk.
I am.
Like, I feel it. Like, I definitely have drinking 4 margaritas.
I feel like loud environments.
And that was after that.
I feel like loud, like, chaotic environments tend to make it seem like you're less than you
yeah, like,
are.
I'm telling you. I mean, I will say, I didn't feel like I was that drunk still, but I was like, I definitely felt it then. Bless you. Like I wasn't like I was stumbling out of there either. But I was like, whoa, I'm definitely drinking a good amount. And I gotta chill out.
I think I'm walking drunk tomorrow.
Yeah, do it.
I'm thinking about it.
Funsies.
Well, you see, I wanted to get, I got a little, oh, sorry, honey. I got a little, I had a few drinks. Okay, something happened. I think my body.
What?
This is going to sound crazy. I think I might have, like, a reaction to alcohol. Mm-hmm. Because.
I mean, you could.
Every time I get, like, I start drinking. But you see, it's weird because I don't remember this happening in New York. Maybe it was because, like, we were moving around a lot. But when I drink here, I don't tend to move around a lot. I tend to just sit down and, like, drink and then, like, I'll get up and I'll sit down and I'll have another drink, you know?
Yeah.
But maybe it's because we were moving around a lot, but my whole body starts to hurt. Like, my tummy hurts, and, like, but, like, it's not, like, it's after only, like, one or two drinks. Like, it's not after, like, I'm, like, drunk and I, like, have to throw up. Mm-hmm. It's, like, my stomach hurts and then my arms hurt, mm-hmm. and, like, I literally, like, have to, like, lay down, like, I literally, like, curl up in a ball in my bed. I'm, like, oh, my God. Or, like, you know, like, you know when, like, your tummy hurts so bad that you, like, sit down naked on the toilet? And, like, that's when, like...
Now you gotta take everything off.
That's when it's, like, serious. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. But, like, I'm not, like, having to poop. It's just, like, my body feels like that. And I'm sitting there, like, in bed, like, oh, my God. And I don't know why it happens. But it didn't happen in... Well, because I remember I was... D-U-R-N-K in New York, girl.
I know. I think it was the first night? Saturday night?
I think it was the one when we went to the gay clubs. Because... Mm-hmm. Can I get vodka, a tequila, pineapple? Just kept yelling that at the bartender.
And you said he set you up good,
he
right?
He set me up, yeah, the first night he set me up good. He said, tequila. A drop of pineapple. Let me tell you, I drank that drink and I said, I'm alive for the first time ever. But I don't remember my tummy like starting to feel like that while I was there.
Yeah, that's definitely weird. That's never but happened to me.
I don't know, maybe it's just, like, I don't know, maybe it's, like, the sitting down, but, like, I don't know, it's every, and it hasn't happened when I'm with you, like, when we drank at my house, either, but even then, I feel like we're still moving around a lot. Maybe not as much.
I feel like, and then we've drinking, and we've, like, been filming each time, and yeah. We're sitting up for a good moment, and then the times we've gotten up, it's, like, we're not really doing much. I remember the last time we drank, we got up for some reason, like, we were up for, like, the longest, because I think we were filming a TikTok, or what the fuck?
I don't remember.
I remember being on the ground at some point. Were you on the ground?
I don't remember.
I remember. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Girl, we were like, what the fuck were we doing?
We were
like over there, I think.
I don't remember. I do remember. Was that the night that we did
the
yoga?
We were talking about something. Was it?
Wasn't that about dying?
I feel like something about dying. Yes, and that's why we were on the ground. We weren't on the ground because we were like stumbling. We were on the ground because, like, I think we were talking about something about dying or some shit.
Savannah, slow down.
No, I mean, so for real. Like, I don't know why I want to say that, but, like, I'm telling you. I feel like. don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Is the liquor store open on Sundays? No, right?
I don't think so.
Ugh, Scott, so I'm going to get, like, buzz balls.
Your whole team has got in there, girl. Jesus, Mike, you're going to eat it yet.
I have a fun game for you.
What?
If you'd like to play a game with me.
No, tricks are for kids. I'm joking. I would love to play a game.
Okay, so this is... We're going to play a game called Overrated or Underrated.
Okay.
In this game, I'm going to give you a type of pasta, and you have to tell me if you think it's underrated, overrated,
or perfectly... Your little bites tickle. Sorry. Okay. I was like, how to say it. But once I was like, I'm not going to be scared, and I just let it happen.
Well, they tickle, I
told you. And it tickles, yeah.
I know.
Oh my god.
In this game, I'm going to give you a type of pasta, and you're going to tell me if you think it's overrated, underrated, or it's a perfectly rated pasta. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm so ready.
First pasta. Chicken Alfredo. What do you think?
Thoughts? I think it's rated. She's average, but she's like, that's what you said,
yeah,
right?
She's like perfectly
rated.
You did
rated. Say that in the middle. Okay,
yeah, yeah. Perfectly, she's like perfectly rated.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about Chicken
perfectly
Alfredo?
Rated. Yeah, I mean, she's like really
she's
good.
She's safe.
Right? She's a safe. She's like, no matter what, like, she's a safe one.
She's
like, there's
be
nothing
good.
Bad about,
yeah,
yes,
yeah,
there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
bad about Alfredo. She's the basic one, but like, I don't feel like also anyone's like being like, oh, it's so good. Like, it's the most amazing thing ever,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Overrated, honestly.
I was gonna say the same thing.
I feel
thing.
Like it's like the we're the same. We're literally like the same person. I feel like everyone's like, spaghetti's like the best thing, blah, blah, blah.
It's
blah.
Like the most basic pasta.
Yeah,
dish
I've
that
eaten
I can
it. I'm
of.
Like, I would have rather eaten
chicken Alfredo.
Alfredo.
I would much rather
yes.
have had a chicken Alfredo.
Something else. Like,
give me something else. Give me
what
something
about
else.
The meatballs and then, I don't know.
No, this is where I'm gonna throw you for a curveball.
Ooh.
Stuffed shells.
I will say they're never really, like, my go-tos.
They're definitely not my go-to either, but I think they're so underrated. Like, they're, like, really tasty. It's just I always, like, forget about them. Like I never, like...
Yeah, they're very forgetful.
Like, you could never see them on, like, an Italian menu.
Really? I see them.
Oh.
I just, like, don't want it.
I feel like I never see it on, like, a menu. Like, when we went to New York and we were in Little Italy, I didn't see stuffed shells on
really?
The menu. Did you see stuffed shells on the menu? Exactly. I don't remember seeing stuffed shells on the min, you know? So I feel like it's so, like, it's such an underrated, like, pasta. What are your thoughts?
You see, I was going to say underrated, too, but just because, like, I said it's so missed. So it's, like, underrated. Because, like, no one's noticing it. I'm sorry, am I taking underrated, like... The wrong way though. Are you laughing? What
no,
are you laughing?
No,
I'm
like,
confused.
He's like, no one misses them.
No one does. Okay. So I would say it's like perfect and underrated because like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one's like really talking about it. So like you said, no one's talking about her. She's
no
so
one's
underrated.
Talking about her. I miss
but,
her.
But like she's like pretty
great.
Good.
Okay, this one isn't really like, it's, okay, it's still a pasta dish. Mac and cheese. What are your thoughts on
it? It depends. Some people make mac and cheese good. Other places don't. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like mac and cheese is one of those ones that it's like hit,
or
it's like
a miss.
Miss.
Yeah.
It's
like, you know, Chick-fil-A's, they're just good, but it's not good. I feel like everyone is like, oh, so good. Like, it's the best.
It's real
like,
creamy.
Like, they're very overrated about it. Like, no.
It's real
it's not
creamy,
all that,
but like,
honestly.
It's like mid.
Like, I'll say my mac and cheese, I really love it. The crunch.
I love a good, a baked
I love
mac
a good
and cheese.
Crunch topping, yes. But yeah, I feel like macaroni, I feel like it's rated. Yeah, again, it's like
rated.
Basic.
Yeah, it is
I feel
like
it depends on the places where it's like overrated.
I think it's really hit or miss. Yeah, I think it's really hit or miss with mac and cheese.
Oh my god, Logan's. Sorry to put you on blast. I like Logan's. But like, your mac and cheese is not that good. Like, there's
oh,
like no flavor.
Oh,
there's
is
no
it baked?
Flavor.
Or is it just like a mac
it's
and
just
cheese?
It's creamy.
Ugh. No I flavor. Need a little texture, I think.
Yeah, like, even that crunch. Mm.
I
love the
crunch
topping. Oh my god.
It's
so,
so
good.
Good.
So good.
You are you the type that likes a, what are they called? Like a
what?
I can't.
That one either, like a,
I can't.
Like, who are you trying to, like, seduce over here? Like, that's the second they go, to me. Like, what is happening? And then it's like, calm down, please.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's like an apple pie, but it has like a bake. It's like a, it has like a crispy, crumbly topping on it, and
ooh.
Like you serve with vanilla ice cream.
I don't know what it's called, but it's so good. All
you know
Garden.
What I'm about?
I don't know if they still have it, but it's so fucking good.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel. I was like, I knew you would like those because it has
so
that crunchy top.
Yeah,
I like
I
those.
Love it.
I like those better
so
than apple
coffee
pie.
Cake.
Love coffee. Oh,
love it. No, I love coffee cake. No, that's like the valid reaction for coffee cake. Yes.
Oh, lasagna.
Lasagna's good. I feel like it's rated. No, I love lasagna.
You think it's just rated?
You know what? No, I kind of think she's underrated,
no,
actually.
Like,
no, see, I think she's kind of underrated because you know what? Like, she's like really, really good, but I feel like not many people talk about her. Like, people just resign it with like. Garfield, and then that's just the most talk of it. And that's
all that they really talk about.
I mean, Garfield was a really good ass show. Did you watch it?
No, I never watched
really?
It.
Really? You never watched a Garfield show? Mm-hmm. So good.
I like
good.
The movies.
The movies? Yes. The London one is my favorite one.
I don't remember them. The one I remember watching most was the one about the dog show. You know what I'm talking about?
That was the first one.
Oh, well.
I don't remember.
Or the one about the cat show?
I don't know. I just remember the London one the most because, like, when I told you I was obsessed with that movie, I was obsessed.
You want to go
back,
to London?
Back. I would love to. You wouldn't want to go to London?
I would love to go to London, but you know how I feel about the British people.
I do.
Everyone knows how I feel about the British people. Oh, God. Boo, tomato.
Bro, like, dish it out right now.
Get them out of here. What? God, I hate them. I'm just kidding.
I know, but British people. I kind of thought maybe you had her think. Honestly, I mean, we have one coworker has a thing for gingers.
I hate their fucking food.
Oh, no, their food, though, yes. Honestly. And the, but the, no, 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 yes, the food.
It's the way that they're like, they're like,
everything
like,
looks, I'm sorry, British people, but like, why does it all look like, kind of mush?
It's like gray
yeah,
mush.
Yeah, like, why is it the same color and like,
mushy? And then they have the audacity to be like, your food's full of fat. I'm like, your food looks like that.
Like, it's literally just mushed up. It looks like everything was like chewed up and just like, blah.
And then you know when people are like, oh my God, this also makes me mad. When they're like, when like, you know, people always roast, like, you know, people roast each other. There's sometimes British people are like, well, you have school shootings.
Like, that's not even roast. Like, what are you joking about? Like, we do, like, unfortunately.
Savannah, but
like,
slow down.
Like, literally, like, that's not funny. Like,
I just don't like British people. Yeah. Oh, God, get on that.
But you know what? I love their fucking slang. Bloody murder. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. Like, that's so, I'm sorry. If I were to hear that, I think that'd be so funny.
Are you bloody kidding me?
Oh, but I love when they say it. It's like, yes. Keep like, going. I'm bloody
no,
kidding
I would
you.
Fuck
yes,
a British
please.
Man.
Yes.
Their accent's hot, mm-hmm. but they just, like, suck as people. And their teeth suck.
Oh, my God. Damn. You're just going after them here.
Boo, tomato. Hate them. Get them out of here. But we do have a few British listeners. Well, hi.
He doesn't hate you.
I know. You are great. And you should sign to the DMs so that we can chat.
Yes.
If you're hot.
What was I going to say? I have one more thing to say. Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
Lasagna.
Oh, lasagna. Oh, my God. See, you know me so well.
I know. Lasagna.
You only have to say that one word.
Lasagna.
But yeah, I feel like lasagna is, like, underrated. She's, like, really good. Like, she's a, again, she's a one where, like, I kind of forget about her. And see? I remember about her, and I'm like, and I've never been dissatisfied, not once.
I see, I have been dissatisfied with them.
Oh, really?
Not lasagna. I've been dissatisfied with stuffed shells before.
You see, that's why they're forgotten. Because, like, not that great.
Mm-hmm. Pasta bolognese.
What is that?
Do you remember when we went to Little Italy? The dish that I got?
Yeah.
That was pasta bolognese. Do you remember what it tasted like?
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. So
I would say underrated because, like, I've never heard about it. Until then.
I had never heard about it either.
It's, like, underrated because, like, it was so fucking good. I don't remember which mine was. It was, like, spicy something, I think.
Oh, don't worry. Yours is on the list.
Good.
Yours is the next
really?
One. Yeah, you're the one
oh
that you got.
Oh, my God. Again, underrated because I'm why.
Well, hold on. Let's get there. Pasta bolognese.
Underrated.
Really good. It is really good. I feel like I've heard the name before, but, like, it's never really, like, talked about, like, mm-hmm. what it is or, like, how good it is. I just,
yeah.
like, heard the name
it's
before.
It's never on the menu. I mean, I like those Olive Garden mostly, but, like, why hasn't I've never seen it on a menu?
It was so good. I can't wait to go back to Little Italy.
Yes,
we just requested off for New
Literally
York
right before this
2025. Basically,
yeah, basically because I mean that's like the whole main event, you know, being
and
there for New
and
Year's,
being there for New Year's, new
like
years.
So. Kat is trying to be on TV because you know. At first, I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to kind of push it up front. But you know what? We're already there. Let's try and get up there. Like, I want to be on the camera. Like, so guys, if you guys want to see us, maybe you'll see us on TV on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, check it out. I don't know what channel they broadcast.
I want to be ABC. And then, I don't know what other one. But, also, like, oh my gosh, excuse me. There's not, like, live streams usually, like, on YouTube and, like, on other platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to say, I would want to be on, like, the, I would try to want to be, like, near, who are they? I think Andy Cohen and this other guy.
Uh-huh.
They're, like, known to be really funny and, like, get drunk.
Okay, we'll see a celebrity.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Them. Mariah. Bitch, if she's ever being for me near Mariah, I'm sorry. Sorry, Andy. Well, but, like, I got to go see Mariah Carey. Are you ready? Are you ready?
These are really good, man.
I know.
Penne a la vodka.
Give me some. Is that the one I got, huh?
That's the one
That's what is the one I got. Oh my God, it's so
the
good.
Vodka sauce?
Yes.
Honestly, I know, I have heard of, like, this one a lot before. I think it's a little overrated.
I've heard of them with vodka, but I don't know if it's that one.
This one was a little overrated for me.
Really?
Because I always hear about how good vodka sauce is and how everyone, like, loves the vodka sauce. Everyone loves the vodka sauce. I wasn't in love with the vodka sauce.
No, I was in love. Like, I wish they gave me more sauce.
I like
it. Was like with cane sauce. Like, give me more sauce.
The cane sauce is, like, I usually hate sauces like that. Zach sauce, get the fuck away from me.
Dude, I just don't like it, but I like Zach sauce. It's not a go-to, but it's good.
Ugh. Burger King sauce? I'm scared.
I've never tried. You're good.
But I don't love the vodka sauce. Mm. What are your thoughts on it?
Loved it. Underrated. I'm telling you, I wish I had more sauce. It was so fucking good.
Are we going to go back to Little Italy when we're there?
Of course.
Oh my god, and we have to go back to, K-Town.
Oh yeah. I'm going, that's like a must.
I want that tofu.
I love H Mart. Like, we gotta go back in there.
H Mart was so good. Was that? Did we go there in there last time? I don't think so.
Last time we did.
The first time?
Oh. I feel like we did, yeah?
Did we?
I feel like we walked, because I remember, like, you know how the top? I feel like not that one. Actually, it was a different place we had gone to. Because I remember, the one we went into, like, at the top, it was, like, a bunch of, like, knickknacks, I remember, and, like, bowls. I remember we went into one like that. Uh-huh. And we went into it again. But not H Mart, actually. We did not.
We gotta get, I gotta get another little setup. Mm-hmm. Right, no, that one wasn't in H Mart though. Where was that one? Oh, that one wasn't.
It wasn't near there though.
It was that was from the little bag that I have, right? The tote.
Yeah. And it's like H-Mart a monkey. Really?
You know, an H Mart tote.
Nuh-uh. It was near H Mart.
I don't know.
Cause then the one had like a little makeup store. Remember?
Oh yeah, that was.
And that's where I bought my hair.
That clip. I think that's where H Mart was. Was the one though with the makeup store.
No, right? I thought Asian Mart was just the one with, like, the snacks. And then, like, that's where I got, like, my sushi. It had the makeup?
Yeah. That's where the makeup was. Where we got the dumplings of the last day. That one had the makeup store.
Right, yeah.
And it was great. Anyway, are you ready to take a quick little break?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break. And then when we come back, that's when we're going to get into...
Our topics. So get ready, because I got some good ones.
And get ready to hear some first date horror stories. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break.
What was that? We're going to get a little... What?
We are going to be right back. Hello, everyone. We are back.
Hello. Yes. I hear you got some scary stuff, girl. Scary dating stories.
I got some horror first date stories. Oh my horrible. Oh my god, people's horrible first date.
Oh my god, I thought you were talking about like ours. Well, we gotta tell ours. Like, well, I got like two. Ours.
But I have some other people's horrible first dates. I thought it'd be fun.
Oh my god, yes.
Okay.
I love hearing them, but it's like almost like, oh, you know?
Sometimes I was like, oh god, my heart. Okay. I went on a first date with a girl who was about... Oh, I went on a first date with a girl about 25 years ago. Damn, this bitch must be old.
Okay, but, like, also, it had to be that bad. He's, like, still thinking about it. He's like, I gotta write this out, y'all.
I went and purchased new jeans, new shirt, shoes, got a haircut. I was psyched. We went out to sushi. We had a nice time. Afterwards, we decided to go to a bar that she liked and listen to some music. We got to the bar, and we get our seats and order drinks from the bartender. I continue chatting up my date. I know she's become very quiet and sort of intense, and I just keep yapping away. When the bartender returns, he slams our drinks in front of us with such intensity that half of my beer sloshed out of the glass onto the bar. My date says, "You're such an asshole," to the bartender, and the bartender says, "You're a fucking whore."
Is that her ex?
My jaw dropped and said, "Hey, what the fuck's going on?" And the bartender says, "I'm her boyfriend." And the date says, "You were my boyfriend." And that's when I realized that I was being used to piss off her ex. I said I needed to go to the restroom and excuse myself. I left, and about 10 years later, I saw their wedding announcement in the paper.
Oh my god. Jesus.
That's crazy. I know. Like, how would you even feel from being him?
I would be like, you just, like, fucking waste my time.
Literally, you're just, like, wasting my time at that
literally,
point.
Literally, yeah. Because, like, I mean, I know some people maneuver dating apps, like, differently, but, like, I was like using them, like, or just whenever I am using them to like actually try and find someone to date, you know. Like, I will say for this last time it was a little bit more casual, but like I feel like I made it obvious with some people I told them, especially with the ones I was gonna see. Like, I'm kind of just meeting people. I don't know. I was having a fun time, just like meeting a bunch of people.
Yeah. Going out having a good time.
Yeah. But besides that, usually it's like I'm trying to date, not something like that. So like, if that were to happen to me, I'd be like, bro, what the fuck? Like, you really just use me for this?
just to make someone jealous.
Wasted my time, literally. But I would be, like, surprised if I saw him in, like, the newspaper. Like, y'all are still together.
Y'all getting married?
Yeah. Like, y'all are not getting married. But it was, like, wow, 10 years. Like, it had to be on and off.
The whole time, I'm sure. Yeah. I met this guy on Tinder, and we spoke at length on Snapchat for weeks. I was so excited to meet him. I took him for a beer at a local quiet intimate brew house. He showed up drunk.
Oh, that's really like a bad start.
I know. And opened with commentary about how fun I'll be, as I am a large-chested 4'9 woman, thus, quote, a walking tit job. He then yelled anti-Asian slurs across the bar.
Oh, no. I would have been gone.
Yeah. He then yelled anti-Asian slurs across the bar when a minor fender bender happened just outside the pub. He told me in heavy graphic detail about his morning bowel movement being liquidy. He gave me the explicit recounting of his first time going down on a woman on her period. He ended the evening by yelling at me and calling me a whore when I said I was going to call it a night.
I'm surprised she didn't end the night by yelling at him.
Like, I know, honestly, fuck? Like, what? What do you even do in that situation? That
yes, no.
I think about that guy that I was still dancing with in New York who started being a little racist towards Asian people. And
yes,
I said,
and they were right next to us. Yeah, and I said, oh! I was trying to make it seem so obvious that, like, I'm most definitely not around with him.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
And then when I tried to talk to him, too, like, get him into it. What was he asking, though? I forgot. What are you? Or something like that?
Yeah, he said, what are you? And then he said, where are you from? And I said,
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
You don't say that to somebody?
Literally.
That's crazy.
And the fact is, like, I know they heard when he was talking about
that. I
know,
I was like...
Because, like, I remember one of them, like, already looking. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, please don't think I'm with this... Please don't associate me with this.
I'm not. I didn't even notice he was being all like that until after I was already slow dancing with him. He goes, I'm gonna ask them, and I said, please don't. Don't do that.
Yeah, like, let's not do that, please.
Silly goose. And then he did anyway, and I said, oh! Are you ready?
Yeah.
So this happened around 2015. Not sure what online dating life is like now, but you can still get a serious date on Tinder back then. I live in Amsterdam. Ooh, Amsterdam. Mm. And at the time, a lot of tourists on Tinder to avoid. I thought I matched with an expat.
Matched with someone to say in Amsterdam.
I thought I matched with someone from the U.S. Okay. A filmmaker like me. We went to dinner in this nice small bar that I go to regularly. It turns out he was a tourist after all, as many people in Amsterdam are. He was stoned. Oh, and he came.
Using tourist? So they're talking about zodiac signs?
No, tourist. Like,
oh, tourist.
Yeah, like a tourist.
Why is it tourist? Because it's a tourist. Isn't it a tourist? Not tourist.
I say it's like a tour because you're touring the city. You're touring the country, tourist.
There's tourist.
Who the fuck Who the fuck is saying tourist?
Me.
Tourist.
Oh, tourist. No, but you weren't. So you weren't saying tourist either.
Tourist.
You were saying tourist.
Tourist.
That's why I thought you said tourist.
You thought I was talking about zodiac signs.
I said, are they talking about zodiac signs? Are they saying tourist? Because you're saying tourist.
No,
tourist.
No, tourist. Tourist.
Yeah, tourist. It's tourist.
Tourist.
I'm right. Tourist.
No,
you're
that's not
going
right.
Tourist.
That's not right at all.
No, like, you're not right. Tourist. Like, tourist.
Can't.
He's gonna come at me. You took out country.
He showed up drunk. His voice was insanely loud, and I was starting to get embarrassed. He wanted to split our dishes.
I get that. I've been with days like that. We're talking so loud. I'm like, please, like.
He wanted to split our dishes 50-50 so that he could taste various things. I told him that I'd be happy to give him a piece of my fish and chips, but I was not interested in splitting the whole dish. As soon as the food came out, he said, so, can I try a piece? Before I could answer, he went for it and grabbed two of my pieces of fish with his bare hands. He was so unhinged, he threw half of the fries from my plate onto his, right, oh, he threw half my fries from my plate onto the, right onto the neighbor's table. During the day, he kept talking louder and louder about his mental health issues and being from the army, and it seemed like he was having a flashback right then and there. When he tried to push it away more and more, He tried to push it away with more and more beers. The staff started to give me the "what the fuck did you bring here?" look. Uh huh. At the time, I was basically flabbergasted and everything that was happening, and I tried to do damage control by being civil about this whole thing. As soon as we were done with the main course, he asked me, he asked me if I was interested in finding another girl so that we could have a threesome.
Oh my god!
And what? Oh, and also what I wanted for dessert. I tried to get the waiter to give us the check as fast as possible so I could get the fuck out of there. When we were outside, he asked if I wanted to go get some ice cream, and I told him that it was not going to work out. And he seemed surprised.
I'm surprised he's even still holding out.
I know, at that point. Like
he showed up drunk, and then he's still drinking heavily.
He's like,
Like, let's go get something there.
Let's go get ice cream.
Can I get dessert?
Oh.
Goodness.
Sorry. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
He picked me up to go to dinner, and then... He picked me up to go to dinner, and then he said he needed to go to Walmart for something.
Oh, my goodness.
Get
what?
Oh, am I boring? Do you think I'm fat and disgusting?
Yes.
We didn't get to eat because this man waited to tell me that he had severe phobia of choking, so he blends up all his food. I wasn't judging, I was understanding. However, he parked in the gas station parking lot and proceeded to go on and on about being anti-vax, flat earther, Holocaust denier, and that 9/11 didn't happen.
Anti-vax story, like, what are you talking about? And then anti-Holocaust, I gotta go.
And everything,
like, it happened.
Everything else crazy under the sun. I blocked him as soon as I got home and didn't know how I found myself with someone like that. It was pre-pandemic as well, so he was letting all those red flags fly before the rest of the world.
Oh my goodness.
Like, what?
We hanging up at Walmart.
I don't know why they went to Walmart.
What, to get the blender?
I don't know.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Not many details about the... Not many...
Why you put it in
I there? Have some notes. Not many details about the about the Walmart situation. I kind of need more about that. But besides that, 8 out of 10 story.
Really? 8 out of 10?
Maybe like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah. Maybe like 5.
This is the last... Oh, damn.
It's kind of like you didn't really give me much details.
This is the last one I have.
Yeah.
Okay. He tried to hold my hand within the first 5 minutes and got really, really mopey when I said, no, thank you.
Oh my god, I've been with that. You're getting real handsy. Like, stop getting so handsy. Like, this is the first date, please. Like, I'm not trying to hook up with you.
And then when you're like, oh, no, thank you, and they're like, oh.
Yes.
I'm like...
Or they keep pursuing trying to get you home. It's like, no.
No, I'm okay. At dinner, he didn't answer any of my get-to-know-you questions. He would stare at my face with a dopey smile. It was disturbing, almost.
No, I've been there again, too. When they're giving me that weird look, you're like, oh my god. Or when they're, like, staring at you because they want to kiss you, and you're, like, trying to, like, act like, no. Like, you don't notice.
I'm okay. I've been there. A few questions did get a response. I asked, what brought you to Montana? And he cried.
Montana. Oh.
Told him that it wasn't going to work out.
Well, it's already there. Like, why did he cry?
Told him that it wasn't going to work out, and he texted me something like, let me be clear, you are going to marry me, and you're going to like it, and I blocked him. He bought 14 throwaway phones and texted and called me insistently for the next couple months.
Psycho.
I know.
He's an actual psycho. Like,
I don't
blocked
know.
Him and still kept trying to get in contact.
I don't know what I would do with a man like that.
That's insane. Like, bro, get a restraining order or
at
something.
At that point,
yeah.
Honestly.
Because, like, I'm blocking you, you're still trying to, like, hit my line.
Get out of here.
Like, what? Like, you're actually, like, insane. You're actually on drugs. Like, I'm scared.
Literally on drugs. Meth,
yes.
Even. Crack?
Yeah. Cocaine? Heroin?
Cocaine?
Fenty? Yes. Climate change. Oh my gosh. So, like, obviously that's a real thing, you know? But I saw this. Apparently, Mount Fuji, it usually has snow by now. By October, it's already had snow, you know?
Okay, yeah.
But look at it. There's no snow. I'm getting this from the TikTok guys. Channel 4 News.
Oh my god.
Shout out to you. But yeah. From early October until late June. But there's no snow. And I've realized I've never looked at it bare. When I saw this.
Oh my god.
Like, there's usually snow there. October already passed. And there's still no snow.
Where's the snow?
Literally, where the fuck is the snow? You know Mr. Beast?
Oh, yeah. I'm following the drama.
I will say I'm not following it that much, but the little I have seen, apparently, I'm only bringing it up because I remember you were talking to me about this lady, Rosanna.
Rosanna Pansino.
She's the one that reported him. Mm-hmm. And she's the one that reported him, and apparently they found, like CP on his, like, stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I think that's what I actually saved. Like, apparently found, like, CP. And I was like, that's not good at all. Oh, my God.
Not with Mr. Beast.
But, yeah. Just I don't know. There was a vibe about him. I did not like him, really. I don't know. My little brother watched him, but...
My friends watched him.
There's a vibe I don't like.
Oh, God. All the biggest YouTubers. Is there something about being a really famous YouTuber that just, like, turned you into, like, a predator?
A terrible person.
Yeah, a terrible person and a predator. Because, like, what? Oh, that was really fucking cute.
And I know. The way she just gripped it and got close to me. I loved it.
I'm so sorry.
Like, I'm really lacking. After no, I literally no, laughed, no. I was like... All these followers have brought so much motivation.
I feel so inspired. Well, I have a little story. Nothing. I have a little story to wrap things up for us. You've already heard it because you were there while it's happening. But it's an interesting story. I was on Grindr a few days ago. And this guy has been blowing up my fucking account. Message after message after message after message after message after message. What? What? Message after message after message after message. Bitch, that is hard to say. Anyway.
Girl, why are you going over and over? Are you doing it again? Repeating things
twice? No. The fuck? And then...
Oh my god, what? Are you doing that trend now?
No.
Are you sure? Because I saw that trend where they go, the fuck?
No, the fuck? So... No, I'm not doing it. I was joking. The fuck? So, I was on Grindr. The fuck? I was on Grindr and...
He's just doing
message after message after message after message, right? The fuck?
I'm scared
now. So, I don't remember what I said, but he said, delete the app instead of being disrespectful to others. And I said, I don't want to talk to you. He said, but don't worry, I've already reported your account, and I'll be in contact with insert my employer's company. And I said, okay, that was actually funny.
Because they care.
And he said, I will let as many people know what you are. And I said, literally, what are you talking about? You're acting mad crazy.
Literally psycho.
And he said, no, I'm not. I just won't be disrespected. And you'll figure it out one day. I'm sure that aspic on your profile is going to look great around your insert company's store and your family's mailboxes. And I said, okay, do it. It's on my profile, so... Because it's... on my profile. If I didn't want it out there,
What would you do that yourself?
If I didn't want it out there, I wouldn't put it on there.
Yeah, like, what's the logic?
And so, he said, I have the one swimmer. If you've never had Grindr before, you can put more explicit photos into an album, and then you send that to people. Mm-hmm. Like, the people you're gonna hook up with, right? Mm-hmm. He said, I have the ones from your album, too, from my other account where you actually sent it. And I said, okay. My body's tea. I'm literally sexy. Mm-hmm. He said, you're not, though. Those roles are catching up to you.
Oh my God.
I said, then why do you want to talk to me so bad?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, literally message after message after message after mm-hmm. message that I was ignoring.
Like, he is obsessed.
Yeah, that I was ignoring. He said, I don't. And I said, okay. And he said, I'm just not going to be disrespected by no one. And don't message me again, because I'm going to file charges against you. That...
He's gonna file charges, girl. You need to file charges. How yeah, psycho he's exactly.
I know, that's literally
he's
why
so
I'm
so psycho said. That he thinks he's the victim here.
I know.
Even though
file charges. Oh, God.
Like, you're really? Ignoring me. How dare you?
I'll actually fucking. He has the fucking nerve to ignore me.
Literally. That's
I'm not gonna be disrespected.
He won't. He's calling literally cops.
He's gonna go to a police station and press charges, and I want him to show him these mess. I want him to show yes. them these messages. And be like, anyone to file charges against this man right there? Mm-hmm. They're gonna be like, what's his name? He's gonna be like, I don't know. Where does he work? Where does he work? This company? Do you know what store? Mm-mm. Like, what are you on? Anyway, are you ready to wrap? Obviously, you are ready to wrap
guys,
things
late.
Up.
It's
7:30.
Okay. It's late. Oh, it is late. Look how dark it is. It feels like night.
And we got me TikTok.
Yes, girl, it's good late.
Okay,
well. But actually, there's one thing I want to talk about. I feel like
Definitely
by now, the episode will be out. But for the presidential debate, not debate, for the presidential, what's the fucking last word?
The election.
Literally, the election. No, I thought there was another one. presidential something. Anyways, for the fucking election. Guys, you need to go out there and vote. And please vote for Kamala. Vote, I love Kamala more.
Vote the color that obviously not Trump.
Obviously not Trump. Obviously not for not him. Trump. But I am feeling hopeful. We were talking about it a little bit before, but I am hopeful that it's going to be her. I've seen a lot of things that, like...
It's really been... The whole situation kind of sends me to a panic attack, because I'm like...
Yeah.
Within the next... Within literally the next month, it's going to be my fate. My future is going to be decided.
Yeah, literally. Not even next month. Literally, like, this month.
Literally in a few days, my future is going to be decided. Yeah. And, like, so many other people's futures are going to be decided. And it can either be decided in a very positive way.
Yeah, or a very negative way. Or a lot of things are being taken away.
Or one that includes Project 2025.
What are concepts of it?
It's Project 2025. If you've read about it, and if you've read it, you know.
Yeah.
But please make sure you're registered to vote and go out and vote. Vote for the best option that you think is the best option. Don't want to swing your views, but like also if you like Trump, please don't be on her profile at all. Yes. We have one TikTok follower.
Look more into it. That constantly looks at our profile.
Yeah,
right?
Constantly looks at our profile, and their profile is like a MAGA profile, and I'm like.
Yeah, I'm like.
What makes you want to follow us?
Do they even follow us? I don't think they follow us. They do. I only always see them that they look at our stuff.
They're always looking at us. Yeah. Why do they want us so bad?
Yeah, literally want us so bad.
I don't know.
But yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But this episode will already be out by then.
Well, you know what? This is a podcast where we voice our opinions and our truth. And it's our space. So if you enjoy him... Please don't be on our profile. We'll see you later, but, like, we don't want to see you ever. Literally. And please leave. It's not our business. It's not our fault.
Please look more into it.
But please look more into it.
Maybe second guess a little.
Please look at the person that you are voting for.
Yeah.
And actually look at them and look at them as a person. There's a video called that every single time I say it, it makes me giggle. Where she's in, like, this, like, I don't know, it's like a bakery. And she's talking, and in the middle of her sentence, she goes, is that German chocolate cake?
I saw that one, yes.
Love that video, so it makes me giggle. But anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
I am ready.
Okay, Maria. Where can everyone find us?
You can find us on all streaming platforms. Every single one as Shybox Crew. And if you want to find us on... TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. It is, again, Chatterbox Crew. Then if you want to find me, I am XO.Maria with two A's at the end. And then for my TikTok, it's What's Up_Maria. And Nathaniel, where can they find you?
Oh my god, if you want to find me, you can find me at Nathaniel Next on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. And again, if you don't feel like searching for all those, because that's a lot of searching to be like, that's 4, 8, that's 12 different accounts that they gotta go follow.
So many.
And if you really don't feel like searching all those names, there are links in the description below with all of our social medias. And okay, obviously we don't have links to every single streaming platform that we're on. But we have links to our Spotify, which is, if you don't have Spotify, giving poor. But also, I'm just kidding. just kidding. Spotify's free. Can't be me.
I mean,
but
it's ads, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, there's some links down there, so make sure you go watch them. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Give me the fucking mic. Ooh. Give me the mic.
We're not done talking, apparently.
Good. Bye. Are you excited for Wicked?
We already talked about this. I'm like,
Okay, goodbye.
Get the mic out of your mouth. I have been seeing a few things recently that have been getting me a little bit more like, maybe I do kind of want to watch it. I don't know. Because at first I'm like, I don't know. But now I kind of do want to see a little more because I saw this one interview where she was, like, really talking about, like, how she's, like, been preparing and also some behind-the-scenes stuff I've been seeing. I'm like, maybe I will. But like, I'm still kind of on defense, honestly.
I'm obviously going to watch it. I'm homo, so I love musicals, of course. But I'm so excited to watch it.
I just
don't
know if I'm really going to enjoy it. I told you, we talked about this in one of our other episodes. I didn't really like The Wizard of Oz. So, like...
Gagged.
You said the same thing, that you didn't like it that much.
I didn't really like it that much either.
Yeah. Which I know is not exactly the same thing, obviously. But like, it's going to be more... I mean, yeah, but it's going to be... Well, I want to say
no,
it's more...
No, it's not the same thing
it's more, yeah, it's more focused on Glenda. I mean, it's a musical in New York.
And
I remember that was one of... Or I was thinking of, like, maybe watching it, but we ended up not doing it. Because I wasn't... Like I said, I didn't really want to watch Wicked then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to watch it that much now. Who knows? Maybe I will, maybe I won't.
I don't know. Anyway. You ready?
Yeah.
Goodbye!